One arm of the crackdown on dissidents originates from offices and homes in and around Riyadh, where hundreds of young men hunt on Twitter for voices and conversations to silence. This is the troll farm, described by three people briefed on this project and the messages among group members. Its directors routinely discuss ways to combat dissent, settling on sensitive themes like the war in Yemen or women's rights. They then turn to their well-organized army of social media specialists via group chats and apps like WhatsApp and Telegram, sending them lists of people to threaten, insult, and intimidate, daily tweet quotas to fill, and pro-government messages to augment. The bosses also send memes that their employees can use to mock dissenters, like an image of Crown Prince Mohammed dancing with a sword, akin to the cartoons of Pepe the Frog that supporters of President Trump used to undermine opponents. The specialists scour Twitter for conversations on the assigned topics and post messages from the several accounts they each run. Sometimes when contentious discussions take off, they publish pornographic images to goose engagement with their own posts and distract users from more relevant conversations. Other times, if one account is blocked by too many other users, they simply close it and open a new one. In one conversation viewed by The Times, dozens of leaders decide to mute critics of Saudi Arabia's military attacks on Yemen by reporting the messages to Twitter as sensitive. Such reported posts are one of the things Twitter considers as signals when it decides to hide content from other users, blunting its impact. Twitter has had difficulty combating the trolls. The company can detect and disable the machine-like behaviors of bot accounts, but it has a harder time picking up on the humans tweeting on behalf of the Saudi government. The specialists found the jobs through Twitter itself, responding to ads that said only that an employer sought young men willing to tweet for about 10,000 Saudi rials a month, equivalent to about $3,000. The political nature of the work was revealed only after they were interviewed and expressed interest in the job. According to the people The Times interviewed, some of the specialists felt they would have been targeted as possible dissenters themselves if they had turned down the job. The specialists heard directors speak often of Mr. Khatani, labeled by activists and writers as the Troll Master, Saudi Arabia's Steve Bannon, and Lord of the Flies, for the bots and online attackers, sometimes called flies by their victims. Mr. Khatani had gained influence since the young crown prince consolidated power.